Abdulaziz al-Hakim's funeral began at the Iraqi embassy in Tehran Thursday to move on to Qom city, Iran's Shiite center. Reverend Dynasty Sion turned into an Islamic unity icon to many. Hakim was leader of the Supreme Iraqi Islamic Council, SIIC, Iraq's largest Shiite political party. At 5:30 p.m., his body will be moved from Hazrat Masumeh's shrine in Qom to Iraq's Basra and finally Najaf Ashraf, his birth town. Najaf is also resting place to his assassinated brother Muhammad Baqir, his party predecessor, and Imam Ali, the first Shiite leader. Several hundred mourners heard speeches at Tehran's Iraqi embassy in praise of Hakim, who passed away of lung cancer in a Tehran hospital Wednesday. Following a message by Iran's leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iraqi and Iranian parliamentary speakers Khalid Atiyah and Ali Larijani, and the Iraqi ambassador Mohammad Majid al-Sheikh addressed the gathering.
His role is forming the new constitution and national parliament and government of Iraq is unmatched.
The crowd outside was reportedly joined by 150 of Hakim's relatives from Iraq who had gathered in the Iraqi embassy, to make some 500 in all. His successor is his son Ammar al-Hakim. This SIIC member, Sheikh al-Shibi, says whether Ammar can live up to his father's reputation.
He has already been heir to Ayatollah Hakim and Sayyid Abdulaziz for 3 to 4 years, and he has been successful in every aspect.
Praise for al-Hakim is summarized in his fight against Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, which is known to have killed several of his relatives, and in his role in shaping the new Iraq and its constitution when he returned from exile in Iran after Saddam's toppling in 2003. Controversial to many, but revered as an icon of Islamic unity by many others, the demised Sheikh Hakim's body was removed from this boulevard in no time to head for Iraq. Crowded by his mourners moments ago, Keshavarz Boulevard has returned to its normal state, crowded mostly by cars. Leyla Faramarzi, Press TV, Tehran.